Right, folks, we're back. And this time we're doing an Australian GP race report. This is not going to be a full podcast, it's going to be a short one. So let's start with the practice, shall we? Because in the practice, the Ferraris looked really on point. But come qualifying, everything went back to Lewis Hamilton. There was a lot of talk about Ferraris being faster. But come qualifying, Lewis Hamilton put his Merc in P1, followed by Sebastian Vettel's Ferrari, and then the other Merc of Valtteri Bottas, formerly of Williams. The only two big surprises of qualifying was Antonio Giovinazzi getting a race seat from Pascal Wehrlein in Sauber, and Daniel Ricciardo crashing out in Q3. And yes, Lance Stroll crashed again in practice 3, so there are no surprises over there. Now let's get back to Australian GP race report, shall we? Because Daniel Ricciardo started from the pit, and he joined the race 2 laps down, so he was never really in any kind of contention. Lewis Hamilton started P1, Seb started P2, Bottas started P3, Raikkonen came in P4, and Verstappen came in P5. That's the top three teams. They took all the top 5 position except for Daniel Ricciardo. When the race started, after the 2 formation laps, Hamilton got a good start and retained his P1 position. And so did mostly everybody. There were a few lockups, but nobody got really damaged. That was until Kevin Magnussen from Renault shunted Marcus Ericsson, Sauber, and they both went off the track. Great debut for Renault, K-Mag. Great debut. Then everything started stabilizing. That was until lap 15, when Romain Grosjean's Haas caught fire. It was really smoking out there in the pit lane, even while coming, and when they literally had to put the fire extinguishers and put the fires out. That prompted Toro Rosso of Carlos Sainz to move up to P7 and Perez to move up to P8 from Force India. On lap 18, Hamilton pitted and put on soft tires, and we were like, one-stop race? Huh? And then quickly, Perez and Force India followed up the same strategy by putting on the soft tires, and we were like, double, huh? But Ferrari was having none of all that undercut nonsense. They put their foot down, and Sebastian started pulling away from the rest of the grid. Meanwhile, Hamilton got stuck behind young Max Verstappen in his irritating Red Bull in P4, while Checo got back up to P8 in the Force India. At least one undercut worked out. Finally, at lap 24, Sebastian Vettel pitted and joined the race back at P2 behind his teammate Kimi Raikkonen. Meanwhile, Lewis Hamilton was still stuck behind Max Verstappen. Everything stabilized again, and the only real racing was happening for P10 between Alonso and Ocon, and shortly joined by Hülkenberg, and which had a majorly dramatic finish with the Force India rookie taking P10 from Alonso in a neck-to-neck 3-way tie-up between Alonso, Ocon and Hülkenberg. Then Alonso's McLaren gave up on him, and that was it for McLaren. But back up there was nothing really happening, because the amazingly unflappable Vettel finished in P1, won the race, followed by Lewis and Valtteri. Great result for Ferrari. They won their first Australian GP in 10 years. And that is why I'm wearing the red Ferrari shirt and haven't shaved, just like Sebastian Vettel. No, it's not because I'm lazy. Don't listen to my fellow podcasters, okay? But this race left us with a lot of questions. A lot of questions. Like the Ferrari engine in Haas. It gave up on Romain Grosjean mid-race. Does that mean Vettel, Kimi Raikkonen and the rest of the Ferrari teams are in trouble? Also, on lap 28, Daniel Ricciardo had an engine problem and stopped. even while he was not pushing the car. Does that mean Renault engine problems are already picking up in the first race of the season? I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to discuss all that and more when we return with a full podcast. This has been a race report for the Australian GP. I'm Ashalada from 6-1 Radio, and we'll see you next time. Please watch some of our older videos, like the F1 Testing Report 1 and 2, to catch up with what is actually happening in the cars. That's all from us. So, bye-bye.